This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he's looking into the genesis of the Trump-Russia probe to make sure proper procedures were used. For U.S. President Donald Trump, it was a simple case of treason. AP correspondent Saagar Mughani has a report.
The president wants the Justice Department to look at how the probe began.
Because this was an illegal witch hunt.
Which he says involved dirty cops and bad people.
What they did was treason.
Even as he blasted the probe to reporters, the president also professed not to care about Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report, which he says totally exonerated him.
No collusion, no obstruction, I won.
Though the attorney general says Mueller did not rule either way on whether the president committed obstruction. Saagar Mughani, Washington.
Benjamin Netanyahu is headed for his fifth term as Israeli prime minister. The rival White and Blue Party, a short time ago, conceded defeat in yesterday's voting. The European Union has just 2 days to grant British Prime Minister Theresa May's latest Brexit extension request. And once again, timing is everything. Reuters correspondent Anna Bevin has our report.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Bevin of Reuters. For all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand's parliament has approved a ban on automatic